Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We know rethinking church. It's always important, and this is a conversation that we're having, you know, VFN radio. It's just one conversation that about, you know, what God's been laying on our heart to be able to encourage you, to get you to start thinking outside the box. Thinking outside the box. And so we call this the original tent of the church, a rethinking church. Mm-hmm. We want to begin to think, not just one word, rethinking, re and then thinking. What a concept. Let's think. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Well, it's because my father did it. And, and then you talk to his father, said, why are you doing it? He says, because my mother did it.
Right.
Does anybody know why you're doing it? I mean, is there any, and go back to the word, if only 19% of the church is reading the Bible, the thing is that we're doing things for many, many reasons, but God is not the reason for a lot of it then, if we're outside of his word, maybe philosophies or traditions or something of that nature. What I want to talk about is, in regards to rethinking church, is there is no us and them. There is no us and them. There's just us. Let me say that again. There is no us and them. You hear people quite often when they're talking about, and we try to formulate what we're saying in a way that this is our driving force and understanding that we are for the church.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not for what people are calling the church, buildings, organizations. We're for the people that are the church, believers. We're for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be. And it's just us. There is no us and them. There's just us. And, you know, some good examples, understanding that when you think about Joshua, when Joshua was facing a battle and the angel of the Lord shows up and he says, whose side are you on? Are you on our side or are you on their side? And the angel says, neither. It's on God's side.
Right.
And there's only one church. When you think about Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, he says, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, as a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble, which is a journey we all have to go on.
Right.
Completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep unity, keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as we are called to one hope, when we were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And in all. Listen, there's only one. That's why, you know, think about this. Why in the world would a, when you think about one human body, why would a hand speak against an arm? Why would an eye speak against an ear? Why would a foot speak against a leg?
Right.
Kind of ridiculous, because it's the same body. Although we're many parts, we're one body. But you have to understand, if there's cancer in the body and you're speaking against the cancer, it's the body gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cell doing its own thing.
Right.
It's a rapid multiplication of what's normally supposed to happen at the same rhythm of every other cell. It's actually multiplying faster. Hence, you got a growth, you got a tumor or something of that nature. And so speaking about what's wrong in the body is not speaking against the body.
Mm-hmm.
And we're for the church. We're for you. We're for Jesus. If you're for Jesus Christ, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you're a believer, you can't be for Jesus and against the church, because it's his body.
Right.
It's his body. And it's so important to understand that. So when you think about the church, think about people. And you think about three aspects of how the church is addressed. There's the world church, which is the entire body of the church, and the universal church, which is everything, everybody that ever was, is, and will be, that became Christians, who are Christians and who will be Christians, Christ followers. So there's the universal church. Then there's the regional church. The regional church is like when you hear them talk about, and writing the Bible, they talk about the church of Ephesus, the church of New York, the church of Smyrna, the church of Georgia, the church of America.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can do that because it's not buildings, it's not organizations, it's not denominations, it's a people. And then you can talk about the local church, which are the same universal church, just different pieces of the church, different pieces of it. And so understanding that if we start defining the church as anything other than what it is, everything gets confusing, and all of a sudden somebody starts thinking that you're talking against the church, and you're not. You're for the church. Mm-hmm. You know that we lay down our lives for the church, and you should lay down your lives for the church,
mm-hmm.
but not for an organization,
right?
Not for some man's philosophies, and not for some traditions, but just for the body, for the people, for the people. And so understanding that, then when we're rethinking church, begin to think about church as people. Begin to think about it as the body of Christ, human beings who've made a decision to follow Jesus Christ and make him the Lord of their life. Are we in many different positions in the body? Yeah, we got hands and feet and eyes, and we have different functions, but together we're one body. And God gives gifts to that one body to be able to function in the context of that. Right. Ephesians chapter 4 speaks about the gifts. And the reason why he gives the gifts is not that any part's any better than any other part. It's just for a particular function that happens in the church. He talks about it in Ephesians 4:11. It says, it was he, which is Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. To what? To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body, that's just one, the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure and the fullness of Christ. And he says that we, each of us should be able to do this with Jesus Christ being the head, with each part joined together, held together by every supporting ligament, that we grow and we build ourselves up in love as each part does our work.
Right.
So there's a function that we have in the body. There's something that we're called to do. And so you cannot not address the cancer. If you identify yourself by your dis-ease, what you're being attacked with, instead of identifying yourself, or you identify yourself as, you know, I'm a, and you name whatever name that you gave yourself,
mm-hmm.
and your organization, and there's people that will lay down their lives for the organization.
Right.
And that's just a man's it could be a good idea or a bad idea, but it is an idea that somebody came up with. Because when you look at the Word of God talks about us as a universal church.
Mm-hmm.
In all of us, and then segments of us, which would be regional, then you have the local church. When Paul went from city to city and town to town, he was not going to different churches. He was going to different parts of the church. And when people would make Jesus the Lord of their life, a new church would birth around that whole situation.
Right.
And which means a gathering. And he says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And if Jesus is in the midst, if Jesus is in you and you're a believer, and Jesus is ruling in your midst, even with two of you, then who's to add to that? How can you add to that? And so it's so important. It's so important that when we're talking about what we're saying from VFN Radio and VFNT, we're talking to you to encourage you as the church.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you've gone astray and you once were walking with the Lord, I want you to know that God loves you and God's got a plan for you. We're talking to you too. We're hoping to encourage you to come back to the universal church, maybe in your region, maybe in a local expression of the church, to bring you hope. And those that maybe you're being drawn to God. You don't know God. You never knew him, but now you're feeling this drawing to God. And that we're talking to you to join the church, which is the body of Christ. And so we're not trying to. And this is the big thing, is that though the seeing it the wrong way, people think that they're building their kingdoms,
mm-hmm.
the kingdoms of man versus the kingdoms of God, with their own philosophies and their own concepts and traditions, versus there's only one kingdom in regards to the church. It's the kingdom of God, of which Jesus is king over.
Right.
And we're supposed to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things and stuff are added to us. And understanding that hey, to be for the church is to be for Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But to not mention the very thing that's hurting the church is to be disobedient to God and to be a partner with one who destroys.
Right.
If you see what's going on and you see a part of the church going to the slaughter, they're making decisions, they're not introducing people to the voice of God, and they're totally vulnerable to the wolves devouring them, and you know this and you see this, mm-hmm. and you know plainly that, you know, that God's going to hold you accountable for not saying something, and you If you don't say anything about it, and we're going to talk about this in a few moments, you have a fear of man versus a fear of God, because the fear of God, you're going to tell them. You're going to let them, hey, listen, mm-hmm. listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You're going to have to spend some time with God. And so when you're rethinking church, I want you to think about this, that to be in competition with any part of the church is like a hand to be in competition with the eye, or the eye to be mm-hmm. in competition with the ear, or the foot to be in competition with the leg. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And if you've built your value and your sustention of life based on what you're getting from the body of Christ instead of on Christ himself, then you're going to try to sustain something that's artificially being sustained for your own personal benefit instead of letting God do whatever he's going to do with it.
Right.
We're called a vine. We go wherever the sun gives light, wherever God, that's what we do. We have family. God gives these gifts, but it's the gifts are to be able to train God's people for works of service. So every one of us are called to be the church, the body of Christ. And so I wanted to encourage you in rethinking the church, that when you look at a spirit of competition, which is, when you think of it, like it really is, I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Right.
It's like, it's embarrassing. What are you doing? Secondly, when you look at selfish ambition in the context of the church, you're being selfish against it's like the hand being selfish. If the hand gets selfish from the arm might say, hey, I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
And then the hand dies. If the heart gets selfish and say, hey, I feel like I'm more important than the body, then the whole body dies. Selfish ambition is ridiculous when you think about your body parts and how they function and the anatomy of your body. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how ridiculous it really is in the body of Christ. And so understand this then, that means if the spirit of competition and ambition divides, then it will divide the body of Christ. And just like in the natural sense, it'll bring death to a part of your body. We can end up hurting or harming the body of Christ when you think in the area of selfish ambition or competition. It's one, we need to get together.
Mm-hmm.
We need each other. But we need followers of Jesus Christ. We need to follow Jesus, not men. And we follow Jesus, we follow the Lord, we're actually following. What we have in common is we come together, we say amen, because we're hearing the same voice, the same Lord, the same Spirit. That's what amen means. It doesn't mean, hey, that's a good song, or that's a good word. It means that, hey, I'm in agreement. I bears witness with me. I've been spending time with God. I abide with God, and he speaks to me, and I heard the very same thing. It bears witness with my mm-hmm. spirit. Hence, we say, amen. So therefore, anyone or anything who inspires you to follow, be a fellow believer, to serve and trust the Lord and to obey the Lord should be celebrated. We should celebrate that, whether it was a song, whether it's a radio program, whether it's a television broadcast, no matter what it is, if it inspired you. At the same time, this also means that anything that discourages you, anything that divides you, anything that causes you to feel like us and them versus like, oh, you know, this is, I got to get along with my hand because I need my hand, even though my hand's acting up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always thinking about, Lord, help me get along with my hand.
Right.
Help me get along with my eye. Doesn't mean that your eye wants to get along with you, but you have to be open to the probability that if your hand repents, that you're going to get along with it. Because
mm-hmm.
we need each other. It doesn't mean that it will happen, but on your side of history, for you to be on the right side of the equation, when you're rethinking church, understand that we cannot have an us and them mentality. It's just us. It's the universal church spoken of regionally, and often we see locally, in the expression, we are not an organization, we're an organism. And so an organism is a living body, if you would. And so what we do at VFM Radio, we're here to encourage the body of Christ, the church, to inspire you. We're not here to inspire organizations. We're here to talk to you, the believer, who wants to know God more and who wants to hear his voice and who wants to know when you go to sleep tonight that God's going to speak to you and that he guides you and leads you as a shepherd. We are for you. We are so for you that we fought many fights against men's religions and traditions just to be here to tell you that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life and that you can survive difficult times. You can survive and be fruitful in your life. You can have a marriage and family by walking with God. So VFN TV, the daily radio program, is here. It's a ministry of Greg Lancaster Ministries, and it's here specifically for that, to encourage you, to let you know about the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, to inspire you and say, you know what, I can do this thing today. To give you the hope to say, you know what, I'm going to try to get along with my hand today. I'm going to try to get along with the parts of the body of Christ that are not trying to get along with me. And I'm going to go ahead and accept the fact that right now they don't want to, but if they do, I'm wide open to that getting along, because it's important for us, for our Father, to see his children getting along under the lordship of Jesus Christ. So rethinking church. The original tenet of the church, we're the body of Christ. Jesus is the firstborn from amongst us. Not only is he our Lord and Savior and King, but he is the firstborn of the church. He's the head of the church, and it's his body. So understanding that, that means this, that for us to get along is for Jesus' body to function as it was designed to do. Yeah, the enemy's sowing things continually, but we fight against that. We fight against those mindsets and the accusations of the enemy, and we do our best to give honor to each part as it does its work.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.